If I'm breaking your heart, you'll always know where mine got its start. It's better like this anyway.
From a digital egg comes a digital beast, ranging in power from the most to the least, but we don't care which mon is mighty. We just want to know which mon is. Did you got Queemon? He's a badass rapper, wrapped up like a video card or like a card captor. We got Tailiamon, a serious cutie, but we're more interested in who is CPUT. Rounded out with Rainamon, who's just like a fox, but I want to know, can she get overclocked? Not cute, nor cube, nor cool, nor fidgety. Can you tell me which Digimon is Digi?
Change into digital champions. Change into digital champions. Change into digital champions. To save the digital
word up.
Welcome to Going Digital, Digimon Rewatch Podcast, where I'm Sporky.
I'm Garrett.
I'm Davide, and we have another person here.
Hello.
Say hi.
Hello. Hey. This is Gary Butterfield, who got to digivolve. Late digivolver in life. Looking forward to the day that I digivolve into a beautiful Swanamon.
And, you just ruined the segment I was going to have later where I ask you what Digimon you want to be. So
Oh, jeez.
You get to be the Swanmon.
Is there a Swanmon?
There are several.
There is a Swan Boat.
Yeah. There is a Swan Boat, who is a surprisingly common character in the show.
Do you guys, when you guys are doing the show, do you ever think that it sounds like everyone's just doing really, really bad Rastafarian accents? When, like, literally every word ends with Mon?
The dub really likes to make mon equals man jokes.
Mm.
One character jokes about how he's a business mon.
I think business mon is actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
You've won me over. Let's watch the rest of the show. You did it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was also the one episode where we had, it was Rasta Palmon.
No,
it was Reggae Palmon and Punk Agumon.
Yeah.
And they're my favorite two characters. Speaking of mon jokes, there was also just an episode called No Mon is an Island.
No Mon is an Island is pretty good as well. Except yeah. I guarantee you one of these is an island. Like some kind of living island thing, no?
I guess there totally is, because they've got like a Tortuga thing going on.
So some mons are an island is what they should have called it.
Yeah, a few mons are an island. I think he might even have been in that episode.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is episode number 29. The titles are Mamman Hikarigaoka Daige Kikotsu, Meimon, The Great Clash at Hikarigaoka, or Return to Heightened View Terrace, in which the children return to Heightened View Terrace.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But before that, Gary, I know you've probably never watched any of Digimon, but you could tell me I'm wrong. But have you played any of the games or anything? What is your familiarity with this thing we've brought you on to?
Where am I coming into the digital world?
Why are we doing this to you?
Yeah. I had, when Digimon was on TV, like I caught some clips of it, but I always just thought of it as kind of a shitty, you know, Pokemon knockoff.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
And then, but I've always, and this is as sincere as I've ever been about anything, I love the Digimon theme song. With the weird David Bowie break in the middle, like the... That like change, like I think that is one of the best turns in like music, and I get that stuck in my head all the time.
That's fair.
I think it's really, really good and really, really funny, and way better than the Pokemon theme song, which is also good. But like, I've always thought the Digimon theme song is extremely good, and that change into when back in my band days, me and my friends Ryan and Mike. Who were in a band with me used to just walk around our practice space doing that, like, change, and then just go digital, so and then just wait for someone to go, wow. Because it is.
I'm so sad that I missed that.
I've always loved that theme song. So that is my most positive Digimon memory.
Okay. I guess from the sound you recorded for us, you must have heard the Digirap, because that's my favorite thing.
The Digirap is also very strong.
Yeah. So the Digirap, little known fact.
So I would like to note that, like, and well, whatever, I keep saying this in all of the episodes, but like, I didn't have all the stuff because I come from Italy and we had like a normal adaptation of Digimon. So you all sound insane to me. Every time we talk about this stuff, you all sound completely insane to me.
But so the Digivap, most people know it from the movie, but they actually wrote it because it was just going to be how they ended every episode of season two. And then it was so bad that they only used it once.
That's awful. I would have loved every episode of O2 to be ended with this. I know I've said this multiple times, but like that CD somehow accidentally formed like a taste in music that I still have to this day.
Yeah. Yeah, the soundtrack is about half really bad songs and about half pretty good ska.
Hmm.
And so, holy things that are inappropriate to a Digimon film. Like 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. There's the time where they just stop to play All My Best Friends Are Metalheads for no particular reason.
Dude, I wonder what happens if you put the Digimon soundtrack in the Monster Rancher.
Oh, that's a decent question. We should find that out.
Used to know that at one point in time.
It's a test.
Like that is a scenario that I know I must have done at some point.
Did you make a Patamon?
Mate, there's probably something close enough to a Patamon in Monster Rancher. Did I ever talk about... So on the CD, the jewel case says there's like 13 songs on it.
Oh yeah, because
and then
you
in like
actually
the liner notes or whatever.
No, sorry. Can we just linger on the fact that you own that, Garrett?
That I own the soundtrack or that I also own Monster Rancher?
That you still own the jewel case is impressive.
No, I mean, Monster Rancher is fine. Monster Rancher's a good game. I was playing Monster Rancher like a week ago. It's a good game. But, like, you own the Digimon soundtrack, like the American one.
I found the case the other day.
Okay. Just want to highlight that.
That's fine.
Okay, but, so what's in the case notes?
So in the liner notes, like, it lists the stuff for, like, the 13 songs or whatever. And then, like, there's, like, I think it was Gabumon, and he's like, wouldn't it be neat if there's 5 more songs on this CD? So what they do is they put a minute of silence on the 13th track, yep. And then there's just 5 more tracks after it that they don't list.
And then they tell you, though.
They do, yeah. It's not. You have to buy the thing first and open it up. So they're all bonus tracks, and I think they're just all part of track 13.
Is this the
no,
Digimon
no,
Gold OST?
No, they're separate
OST?
Tracks. It's really weird.
What's that? No. Digimon World is a really good video game. This would be the Digimon Movie OST.
Oh, okay, because I'm looking on Amazon. They're all available. It wasn't Digimon World. It was Digimon Gold. Has an OST. It's $5 on Amazon if you guys are feeling particularly dedicated.
I think I might have to get that then.
The movie's all actual songs. Like, I didn't realize that. It's kind of like 1 week and stuff.
So it's about half actual songs. It's also the stuff they wrote for the show.
Okay.
Of which I'm going to send you a link, and I want you to just listen to about 30 seconds of this, because it is the most Backstreet-ass boys thing I've heard.
Backstreet-ass
boys
street.
Is that changing the power?
Yes, it is.
Like Backstreet-ass boy street.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to play it. It's going to come through on my microphone.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Digimon's back. All right.
For a Halloween special, I recently discovered maybe my favorite thing, which is that the Baha Men recorded a Halloween special song.
For the Digimons?
For Digimon.
Wow.
You had to buy, Count Chocula.
Wait, that's a real thing? Someone did not just, like, mash that together?
No, that's an actual Baha Men song that was
released.
Oh,
my God.
Is it Who Lit the Mono? Like, is it...
No, it's almost not a Digimon song, because they just recorded a generic Halloween thing, and then someone just put, like, occasional digis over things. And they had a computer synth say, The Digital World, at one point.
That's perfect.
It's nothing to do with anything.
That is the amount
of
effort I
things.
Expect someone to put in.
Alright, so we should probably get started on this episode.
Yes, what happens this episode, Sporky? I don't remember.
You did watch it all the way yesterday.
I did, and I was complaining to you about it.
So the episode starts.
They go to the Digiportal finally, and they're like, we're in the real world. And they're like, oh, but...
As far as Gary's aware, they never went anywhere.
It just seems like they go back. Like, I picked up from context clues that they're coming back from something.
Yeah, so the previous 28 episodes...
Before we start the episode, I would like to start a new segment of the show, which is What is Digimon About? And I want Gary to explain to us what is Digimon about.
Actually, yes, you summarize the episode, and then we'll tell you how close you got.
I bet you I got this episode okay. So do you mean this? What is this episode about, or what is Digimon about? And when do you mean...
Yeah, just tell us what Digimon is about. Like, you are a guest on a Digimon show.
I appreciate that courtesy. So what it seems like to me from this episode and what I knew from before is that a bunch of kids find either eggs or monsters and get drawn into like kind of a Sailor Moon-esque plot where there's a rotating series of bad guy mons who kind of, you know, try to probably get like crystals or something. I don't actually know what they're doing, but try to get crystals, and the kids have to stop them while also keeping secret identities because the adults would not accept their digiselves or their digitruth.
Okay.
That's surprisingly close.
That's what it seems. And then in this episode, they come back to the real world, talk to their teacher, hide their Digimon, convince their teacher somehow to drop them by an apartment for a reason I can't remember, in which like a bird fights an elephant. Yes, the teacher just goes with it, which is real weird. And the teacher I don't like in general because of the weird tickle scene. At this apartment, for reasons I can't remember, the bird Digimon like takes it upon themselves to turn into a bigger bird and fight an elephant.
Yes.
And I, as far as I can tell, that's what goes on. There's some cutaways to the bad guys, but all the bad guys seem the same because they all end in Mon. So it's really hard when people are just talking like to tell them apart. Half their names are the same.
And there's Dracula. There's like little Dracula.
Yeah, the tiniest Dracula. It'd be like if all your villains were named Jeff and you had to tell them apart by their last name. So it's like everyone is Jeff Smith, Jeff Johnson, you know, Jeff Williams, but they're all Jeff.
I think that's a Suda 51 game.
Yeah.
I'd be into having that be like in my next Shadowrun campaign. All the bad guys are named Jeff.
Oh man, yeah, that's a good Shadowrun gang. Like just Jeffs. Hell's Jeffs.
Oh, and like, give them all the same voice when you're the GM?
They're subtly different. You do like Thimbleweed Park jokes they each have a different, it's clearly the same guy, but one of them's like says a Reno and the other one says a do at the end of things. That's clearly the same guy.
There's the one guy who has the southern accent. He's JF.
Yeah. And then as far as thematically what Digimon is about, I couldn't tell you. Probably friendship.
It's pretty power of friendship, yeah.
Okay.
Also the power of shooting nipples at missiles out of your nipples.
That seems well. Why do people believe that these are toys though? Like, do they ever explain that? Because everyone's real willing to like.
I mean, the little ones are like stuffed animals.
But they're walking around talking in front of people. Like, they kept saying like, "Oh,
they're really good toys."
Like really, really good toys with like wet
they're
eyes.
Good toys, Brent.
Yeah, like, wet eyes and anatomically correct mouths and stuff. Like,
so the next episode, which is I thought the episode you were going to be on, they're in the subway and one of them just starts talking and they have to come up with this whole "I'm doing ventriloquism," and it's great.
I just clicked over to that episode on the wiki and the thumbnail is just like these four kids with some sad like blobs on their lap.
Yep.
Just like, what if some blobs were sad and kids had to hold them?
I will say this. The parts of Digimon where it's just like kids having to hide their monsters from their adults are like the best parts. Those are always fun.
There's also a part here in about 5 episodes where slowly the parents find out because, you know, these Digimon are just destroying Tokyo. Two of them, the kids who are brothers, when their father finds out, they're like, "Dad, these are Digimon." And he's just like, "Yeah, I know." And they never explain why he already knew about them.
It's because he'd seen them walk and talk and do Digimon shit the entire time he's around. Because nobody hides it.
Just like, "Wait, how did you know?" And he's like, "Dude, I'm a journalist. My job is to have basic observational skills."
Well, This episode proves that no one has observational skills, because no one remembered the event from 4 years ago.
And the adults are so amazingly irresponsible. So they convince their teacher to let them go back to the place where they grew up.
I like how this part teaches all kids that if you shout at your teacher enough, they will do what you say.
Yeah, you also have to play the divorce card.
You do.
Because that's what finally settles in, is the older brother's like, please, we just want to go back to where our family was happy. And then the little brother cries.
Well, and the upperclassman. He plays I will be their legal guardian card.
Yeah.
I take responsibility for his children, Mon.
Yes, and then Joe plays the, I being one grade higher than them will watch them.
Yep. Yeah. He does have the crest of responsibility.
That's true.
So the major theme of this arc is that they have to find the eighth child. Now, you wouldn't know this, but they make a big mystery out of it, but 8 episodes ago, they told you who it was. So that they have an episode where the main character manages to get back to the real world for like an hour. And at the end of it, the narrator just talks about his little sister and is like, she'll soon be going to the digital world on her own adventure. And you're just like... So then they make a mystery out of, who could the eighth kid be?
Yes, also in the ending theme song, they show her.
Yeah, and in case you forgot, it's also in the ending theme song.
What can you guys answer what it means to go to the digital world and have adventures? Like, what is the digital world like? How is it different than our world?
So there are no humans there. It's mostly just wilderness, but occasionally there are random electronics around.
Okay.
And then it's all filled with Digimon, about half of whom want to kill you.
Okay. So it's just that, because I was expecting it to be more having, digital? So since it is this episode, since I haven't seen the digital world, like other than the credits, so I was expecting it to be like Reboot or something, like cool, you know, 80s synth line, you know, lines, like grids.
No, the digital world is more like Earthbound absurdist place where you sort of work on a beach and suddenly there are like phone booths on the beach.
Okay.
You get random voices talking to you. It's
that happens in one of the episodes, and so they start trying to call home and they get information who tells them that the weather will be cloudy with a chance of ice cream.
If you want to see what I thought of digital world, I'd put a link in the thing. If you Google image search digital world, it comes up with a series of images that all of which I thought was where Digimon hung out.
Oh, okay. None of these are Digimon.
So in the third season, they make the digital world a lot more like that digital world. The Earth is up in the sky and just has random data streams coming down from it. It's pretty metal.
It seems like if you're going to use a word like digital that already has a meaning.
Yeah.
You should.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, like, there's two things I can think of when I think of the phrase digital world. One is that it's going to be some kind of world. Second one, though, is that it's going to be digital. And I followed a trail of breadcrumbs that started with them it being called the digital world.
Yeah, it's a lot less digital than you'd think.
The analog world.
Almost, yeah.
Or maybe it's a world made of fingers.
Oh.
Why not?
Yeah. Didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So they get on a bus and their teacher, what the hell do they even talk about on the bus?
Izzy's like, my laptop still works.
So that's good.
Yeah, so that's good.
Their teacher wants to see their Digivices.
Yep, because it's the hot new toy.
Yeah, and Ty doesn't want to share.
Ty says that he doesn't like the teacher because when he's late with his homework, he gives him a tickle torture. And
yes.
Yeah, it's kind of bad touch.
That is not how school works.
Yeah,
I mean it is, but you know it's not supposed to.
Something has gone wrong.
Yeah,
in the real world, and if I were one of these kids, I would go to where the teachers don't touch me if I don't want to be touched.
Yeah,
like not even in a sexual way. Like I don't need a teacher just rubbing my back.
Yeah, like that's weird.
Yeah,
so. Is the digital world all like a mental construction that they go to shelter themselves from this abusive teacher? Is this what Digimon is actually about?
It's their escape. It's like Tideland or something like that. Yeah. It's way darker than it initially seems.
Okay, so the digital world is basically Narnia.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
kind of.
More or less literally. Yeah. Especially because there's always a lion who dies.
I never saw any Narnia-related things. I only know that there's a lion.
Well, there's two other parts.
There's a lion. but the lion is actually Jesus.
Wait, is the lion Jesus? What?
The lion is more or less literally Jesus. He's a metaphor for God.
All right, yeah, this checks out.
Okay.
So Leomon's God, right? Is that what we've come to the conclusion of?
Yeah, and that's why he dies and comes back only to die again.
Isn't that more like the Greek guy who has, like, buzzers on his innards?
He can be that guy, too.
Okay.
Prometheus.
Yeah, him.
But yeah, it's basically Narnia. Humans get sucked in whenever things are going wrong in the world, and they get to fix it. And then they learn valuable lessons about friendship and Jesus.
Yep.
And having a brother.
But it's also it's a different entity from the internet.
Yeah, because they also go to the internet sometimes.
I'm still pissed about that. That's stupid canon, Digimon.
Yep. So yeah, after they're on the bus, they get off the bus, and they're not particularly near the place they want to be, so they have to walk kind of a ways.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And there's a giant elephant in the way, which has, like, the...
there is a giant elephant in the way.
The giant elephant has, like, the psychic symbol from the Pokemon trading game on its forehead, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So this giant elephant, was it sent by one of the Devilmons?
Yeah, he works for the Devilmon.
Okay.
He works for... his name, I think you'll like it, is Vam Demon, because he's a vampire demon.
Okay. And it still has Mon at the end. It's Vendor, Demon.
Yeah,
clever.
Yep.
I didn't realize that all of demonic mythology can fit into this.
Framework.
Their last big boss was Devimon.
I would like to note here that there's like a cutaway scene where Vandemon is like, "Oh, what is this world? What is this ball of fire in the sky? Like, there's no sun in the digital world."
He's never seen the sun before.
Yeah. Like, we also skipped over that part you were talking about where the one Digimon thinks that there are thousands of that girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Before they get on the bus, they're just like, oh, yeah. Oh, she's like, the bird, Piomon, is like, I didn't know there could be so many humans here. She's like, oh, man, there are millions of us. She's like, there are millions of Sora? That's pretty good. They don't understand things.
And she, it's just like they don't know how the world works yet.
Yep. And then Mimi forgot all her character development and just left Palmon while she goes to be with her friends.
Yep. And her friends are real confused because she acts like she hasn't seen them in months.
Sorry. Yeah, she hasn't met their friends in months. She's the only decent person in that bunch. Like, all of them are just like, oh, fuck these people. We just want to be with our Digimon and go fight elephants. She's the only one who's actually like, oh, I haven't seen my friends in months. I'm gonna go say hi to them.
Yeah, but she's also the one who just abandons their mission to go find the eighth child.
Yeah, but fuck the eighth child. We already know who the eighth child is.
Yeah, that's true. So there's a B-plot in which Gatomon, cleverly named,
Or Tailmon.
Or Tailmon, which is not as good, kind of.
Yeah, no, I think Gatomon is better. The dub made a good choice there.
And she's
the one that looks like a cat.
Yeah. She's off being sassy and looking for the eighth child and not finding her.
Yeah, but she kicks the shit out of a dog. Which brings me to my question. Are dog Digimon?
Only if it's Dogmon.
There are a few.
Is a hot dog a Digimon?
There's a dog Deva. And then a few others.
Is that Vimon friendship Digi evolved a dog?
No, what? I think that's more of a wolf. Raidramon is the name. It's hard to tell because he's covered in armor.
Do the eggs hatch or do the eggs evolve?
Okay.
that resigned. Okay. Okay.
So most eggs hatch. However, in the second season, they get these special digi eggs, and you say digimental up, and then your Digimon evolves and gets armor made from the egg.
Hmm. practical.
Because they're Digimentals.
But there are also normal eggs who hatch.
There are regular eggs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you think that people in the history of this show have ever eaten a Digimon egg?
I would like to believe so, because that's kind of metal.
So, we established during the course of this podcast that Digimon are basically the gods from Dark Souls. And the thing is that they regenerate. So, like, when a Digimon dies, another egg is born. So, if you could technically eat Digi-eggs, you would have an infinite amount of food available.
You'd end world hunger, Mom. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. that's how you solve it.
Well, welcome to our spinoff show, Ridiculously Specific Digimon.
Yeah.
This week, we talk about End World Hungermon.
Yeah. Davide, you need a jingle for that, since now this is a reoccurring segment.
Oh, I would have to do that now.
The implications of that. Because they don't always look as animal-like as I'm used to things with ending with Mon.
Yeah, you know? So how you tell the difference between a Pokemon and a Digimon is that all the Digimon can talk.
Mm. Also, then, Digimon sometimes have like huge boobs.
It's not just
there's Jinx. A few Pokemon like that. Why can't I think of the name Jinx. Of that one that all the okay? There's Jinx.
Jinx has
I'm trying to think
tits.
Of the one that all the fan fiction is about.
It's that one psychic grass type.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Lilligant or
that's it. Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. None of them sound like names.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, why don't they add Mon to that and make it comprehensible? Then I could get it.
Well, so the way you tell the difference is that where a Pokemon is basically just an animal, but maybe, you know, cuter and bigger, with Digimon, you strap metal to it. If it has a gun, it's a Digimon.
Mm.
True.
They're unquestionably sentient.
Yeah.
So it makes it even weirder that they're tamed.
Yeah. That's fair. It's not so much tamed, although they do use the term tamer later,
tamer, man,
as it is having a magical bond with.
Mm.
I mean, crunchy. in the games, they are definitely tamed. Like, in the games, like, order them, like, they're fucking slaves in the game. Like, they need a Digimon emancipation movement in the game.
you need Abraham Lincoln Mon to come along and give the Gettysburg Address Mon.
You can go hunt vampires.
Yeah. Lincoln Mon, and then you just have to watch out for Devabooth Mon, and then like comes in and
Vambooth Mon.
Yeah.
You know, I've never actually read those books. Please tell me that Booth was a vampire.
Oh, I
none of us
I
have
read either,
them.
Please, I hope so.
I'm going to pretend that that's true.
Yeah. Great actor though.
I got it. Like the ending for that would be perfect is that in the end Lincoln becomes a vampire and Lincoln killer guy is actually another vampire hunter, so he has to like shoot his friends to not make him be a vampire anymore.
I don't know, isn't the vampire version of him his name spelled backwards?
I think that's Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, so it'd be like Nlokil? Like
Eba? Is that what I was going for?
Nolknil? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, a non-zero amount of this happens in the movie.
At least some.
Yeah, I really want there to be an Eba. Okay, so anyway, they're wandering around, and they go to their hometown, sort of. And then there's this Mammothmon, who is... wrecking the shit out of some dude's bike.
We need to have a fight in the episode. So
yeah, you have to have a fight in every episode, because it is kind of that much like Pokemon.
Well, you see, so I saw it, and I went, that is the armored pig from Dark Souls.
Mm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Mammothmon?
Yes.
Yes.
But anyway, so yeah, the Mammothmon is wrecking a bike, and the guy doesn't get weirded out by this. He's just like, fuck you. Throws his helmet at it.
That was one of the things I didn't know, because having never watched an episode, I didn't realize this was supposed to be a comedy at all.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
So, because there's all these like little jokes where it's like, you know, this mammoth's going through and people are like, oh, they must be shooting a movie. You know, there's all these like little like kind of throwaway gags. And I was like, oh, Digimon's supposed to be funny.
This just happens.
Yeah, it wasn't. I assumed it was very serious, like how Yu-Gi-Oh! Is very serious.
No. So the dub was done by the same people who did Samurai Pizza Cats.
Mm.
And so the show itself already had a fair amount of comedy, and they really tried to crank it up to 11, but mostly filling it in with dad jokes.
Mm-hmm.
The dub is a comedy. I would not say that normal show is a comedy.
Mm.
It's lighthearted.
It is, but it's also like actual, like, pathos. Pathos. Yeah. How do you pronounce that word?
Pathos.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, there's that thing sometimes, while in the dub it's just like the joke.
Nope, can't have that.
Mm.
Davide just hates the dub.
I hate the dub. Really, I really hate the dub.
Okay, so you, outsider opinion, was the dub terrible?
Oh, I felt like the comic timing on the dub was definitely bad, but I also knew that I wasn't going to like give the 17 minutes of my undivided attention, so I needed to be able to listen to it so I could like look at my phone and do other internet things at the same time.
Okay. Oh, so you didn't watch the Japanese at all?
No, I didn't. I just watched the one. I'm digi-derelict in my digi-duties.
That's okay. So in the dub of this, they edited it. The version that I sent you has been further edited since it first came out. When it first came out, they talked about when they got to the city and they start talking about the stuff that happened 4 years ago. They're like, oh yeah, we all moved away from here because there was a terrorist bombing. And then 9/11 happened, like 6 months later. And so all future showings took that part out.
Mm. Oh, so they just don't explain why they all moved away?
No. I mean, they sort of implied that it was because of Digimon, but they don't explain.
Because that's like the whole plot.
There might actually be a better change, because like, I don't know how they don't remember that there was a Digimon fight when they were all there.
Magic gets involved. They sort of explain this next season, but badly.
Is it digital magic?
It's that Genai has magic and he made everybody forget.
Oh.
Okay, I didn't remember this. Okay.
He made you forget.
yeah. Okay. Sure.
I was way more into the... did I already mention the Nobilis thing when we talked about this? I don't think so. So, like, I was assuming is that was... So, Nobilis is an RPG. That's the whole thing. You can research it if you want. It's talking to the listeners, because I'm not explaining to you Nobilis right now.
No, we'd be here forever.
I mean, we're playing it. We don't know what Nobilis is about, so that's pretty much sums it up. But it's about gods that can do, like, godly stuff. In the second edition, it has the best rule in all RPGs, which is you can do all your godly stuff, but, like, as long as it's not 100% evident, like, people around you will always misunderstand the godly stuff that you do as, like, natural occurrences. So, like, I was thinking that Digimon were just that just, like, as long as they're not destroying everything, everyone just assumes, oh, it's a terrorist bombing, oh, it's a lightning thing.
Like the filth, or like, people just fill in what makes sense because, you know, the actual Digimon themselves don't make sense.
That actually does check out, because if we go back to the episode where they tease the eighth child, which ironically enough was the one where we had Jeremy on.
Yeah.
All they're showing all like the weather effects that are happening, and only the kids can see that it's the Digimon doing it.
Yeah, you have to be magic.
Also, if we go back to episode 29 of Digimon Adventure, where the Digimon do a bunch of Digimon shit in front of the teacher. Nobody tries to hide it at all. The teacher doesn't seem to care.
People are just completely out of fucks to give by that point.
So the teacher is seeing something different. Like they're actually seeing them as toys, okay. Even though they don't look like anything like a toy. And it's like clearly breathing.
Like a stuffed animal.
There's some weird stuffed animals in Japan.
But they walk a lot. They look around. You know, I don't know. They blink too much. Like,
It's acceptable to us in a way because it's a cartoon, but like if this was, you know, if we were seeing this as reality, Digimon would have skin textures. Like their skin would have a skin texture.
Very fleshy.
Yeah.
which makes cuddling them
like
seem
a dinosaur.
Way grosser too. Like they just hold these whole time. It'd just be like holding like only somebody's thigh. but just their thigh, no other part. And you're just like holding it like a baby and it's blinking and talking to you. And like,
I hope that one of our listeners will just draw that for me. Like, just an ultra realistic picture of somebody holding a thigh.
I don't know if I want to see that drawn.
Because when the moon hits your thigh like a big pizza pie.
No.
So that's why nobody thinks that this mammoth doing a rampage is actually that big a deal. It's like they're clearly just seeing something different.
Yeah, that works.
I think that's good headcanon.
Yeah, it makes as much sense as the actual show, and I think that is kind of what the show is going for.
Yeah, that's true. Though my favorite dub joke from this episode was the one I told you yesterday, where one guy's just like, if that's a car, it's got an awful lot of trunk space.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't get it.
Yep.
That was peak dad joke for the episode.
I don't get it.
Good. The elephant has a trunk.
You did that thing where you explained the joke again.
Yeah. Well, I thought Davide just no, legit
I generally didn't get it.
Sometimes...
Now, okay. I generally didn't get it. Now I get it and I don't like it. Those are two different states of my existence.
Yeah, Davide had his sense of humor cut off at the knees.
Oh, I don't think that we need to think less of Davide's sense of humor for not liking that Digimon joke. I don't think that really speaks poorly of you, buddy. Like,
thank you.
You're doing okay. It's a good discerning eye.
But anyway, they eventually realize when they get to this place, which they went to because that's where the evil Digimon were, they all lived here 4 years ago, and that therefore the eighth child must also have lived here.
Mm.
Which gets them pretty close, but doesn't make any of them think, hey, remember that sister I have?
No one is thinking that. And they're even talking about it. It's like, oh, they must have been a kid that also lived here.
Oh, and not 20 minutes ago, we were like, I'm going to give these toys to my sister. These Digimon. I should give one to my sister.
Yep. There's that. Also, like, on the bus, when Zora's looking at her Digivice, like, it's flashing, like, it's in radar mode.
Yep.
It's weird to forget about your sister.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially because she's all that he's talked about for a little while now.
At any given time, I'm familiar with any of the family that I have. Like, yeah, I don't even really have to think about it. It's just kind of automatic, like...
Sure. I don't have to like them, but I remember that they exist.
Yeah, just in a solipsistic sense. I know, like, they exist outside of me. So, you guys could tell me why this seemed important. The show seemed to think it was very important that the bird was kind of taking it upon itself to transform a bunch of times and fight. Like, all the kids acted shocked. Why was it shocking that the bird was going to turn into a bigger bird and fight the elephant?
Mainly because they're like, oh no, collateral damage. Now that we're in the real world, that's a thing that happens.
Mm.
And the other was that now they're all remembering 4 years ago when a different bird attacked.
It was a parrot, if you want to specify. It was a giant parrot.
Right. With a metal codpiece. Don't forget that part. Yeah. That's important.
That codpiece is very metal.
I saw the flashback kind of part of it. It reminded me, have any of you guys seen Colossal?
I have not, but I know of it.
You should
know of the premise.
You should watch it, Garrett. Like, it's, you know, it's in that kind of like giant monster wheelhouse a little bit. It's a, you know, it's subverting and stuff. And like, I don't love it. Like, it was interesting. It's not my favorite movie, but it's interesting. But there's a very similar scene where like a little girl comes out and watches two monsters fight and has this kind of like awe thing. It reminded me of that.
In the Japanese version, where they get to that scene and they start having the flashbacks, TK, Takabu, literally just straight up goes, oh yeah, there were kaiju. There were two kaiju 4 years ago. I'm just like, thanks. And I swear, Garrett disagrees with me, but I think there is a moment where Mammothmon, just in the Japanese version, just straight up does the Godzilla scream.
Mm.
And I'll have to see if I can find that clip.
I don't think it was, but okay. I could be wrong.
But anyway, yeah, so they have a fight because it's a Digimon episode, so there has to be at least one fight.
Right.
And then they win.
Correct.
I forget what happened to the Mammothmon. Did they kill it?
Yeah, they killed it.
Okay.
Well, killed it as in it went back to a Digi-Egg somewhere.
Well, when they, later seasons will establish, if you die in the real world, you die forever because you don't get to turn back into a Digi-Egg.
Oh, so is that like the opposite of if you die in the game, you die in real life?
Yeah. If you die in real life,
you can't play games. So it's very similar to the real world.
It's somewhat similar, yeah.
Okay, well then it's dead.
Yeah, because later they keep missing
scared Digimon that was dropped in a world they didn't know and just wanted to go home. Like, they just killed him that raid.
Well, it was a part of the army,
A part of the evil army, so, like...
But, I mean, he didn't talk. Like, it didn't strike me as someone who was consciously following this evil leader. It was just, I can imagine that just Vandemon just took this elephant and dropped it in, like...
Not to go full Harambe here, but, like, at a certain point, you do have to kill Harambe.
Is that a segment on the show? Is that something that's come up before?
No, surprisingly not.
No, it's not, but I think it might have to from now on.
Like, I you know, even if the elephant didn't know what was going on, they had to take it down, and, like, you know, but you bring up a good point, Davide. Like, if these things talk... Like, nobody just said, like, hey, buddy, what's up?
How you doing? It's going to be a full, like, 40 episodes from now before anybody goes, man, it's maybe not okay to kill these guys.
Yeah. It's a long time.
Yeah. It is.
A long time. It's also funny that that those flashbacks that they do from the dub side, like, we haven't seen that movie yet. We don't know what that's from.
Well, and what's really weird is they reanimated the movie because the movie is in a very different art style. And they made it bad. In the new art style. The original movie had a much cooler art style.
Like, if you ever have the chance, like, the 20 minutes movie, like, whatever, the 20 minutes just short that they did before the series is just, like, really good. In a way that the rest of everything that Digimon is isn't that good.
Well, yeah, because it's done by, like, a real director who made, like, real things that are good.
And then also that one episode about incest.
Yeah.
Let's please don't talk about incest anymore. Or at least let's talk about incest when Jeremy is here again. Because it's
only when the expert on incest is here.
I'll
let him
know you guys said that. that you guys are saving it. Is that you guys being shockingly anti-Southern? Is that what that is? Like, what is the idea there?
I don't know if it's that shocking.
Recently, there was a really dumb... There's an interview taken out of context that now is making everybody think that a certain episode is about incest.
Mm. Somebody just translated the interview wrong and tried to say that one particular episode was a love triangle between the main character, his Digimon, and his sister.
Oh, that's complicated.
As the subtext. It's so weird. And it's kind of one of my favorite things to happen in the last few years.
Are there any Humanon-Digimon romances that happen in the series?
Only in the fan fictions. Okay. Most of them.
Okay. Yeah, only in all of the fan fictions. Like, yep. Yeah. Nothing canon, though, because that would be very strange. Like, that'd be a weird thing for this to explore.
Think if the kids were older, they might go into some romance stuff, but they're
I'm pretty sure, like, this is Japan. I'm pretty sure there are plenty of kids, especially in the later season, that gets horny when some Digimon with boobs appears.
For sure. I mean, that's what Rosemon is for.
Yeah, let's not objectify Rosemon here.
I mean, have you seen Rosemon, though?
No, I'm going to look up right. Let me download some hot pics. Rosemon. This is like the bee or like creature. And like,
she's the one in the BDSM outfit.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, she kind of looks like a little bit like a bug. She's a little bit like the fencer from Hollow Knight.
Yeah, kind of got like that going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. In the most recent season,
they introduced this character, and they spent a significant amount of their budget on making her boobs jiggle.
Mm. The pictures really vary. Like, some of the pictures, she's got a fairly modest bust, and other ones, she is
just
going...
Enormous. Yeah.
Yeah, she's just going out of control.
She's going digital.
Yeah, she's devolved. Digital. Yeah, she's like, I can't.
Completely digital.
At some point when my young daughter has to digivolve, the mother is going to have a conversation about her digivolving body. It makes me want to have, like,
a revolution.
Like, take like an old like edutainment tape about puberty and just like put the Digimon music over it.
Oh my god, I mean,
and just like kids like looking at their armpit hair and looking really distressed and just like
I really want to redub one of those now to be a
Digimon. I kind of do too.
To stay in theme, I actually want to inaugurate another segment of the show, which is I ask you things about why we can workshop the title, but my question is, do people find like vaguely humanoid beings without a face, because we can see that Rosamond doesn't have a face, she has a giant rose instead of a face, does that still make people hurt? Like, they don't need a face to get like their boner going?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Doesn't do much for me, but
yeah, I can't be attracted to something without eyes. I need a face. I like faces. Call me crazy.
Faces are nice.
Yeah, faces. You know, call me on my mind. But it's there's a, I don't know if you guys are familiar with.
I mean, aside from like sexual attraction, but like it looks creepy to me. Like it doesn't like it has a giant froth instead of a face. It's like a Silent Hill shit.
Yeah. Like a Silent Hill or like a mascot or something. Or like a mask.
Clearly, it works for some people because that's like a third of anime.
Like I think masks are scary. You know, I think that, you know, people wearing up, because you can't see a facial expression in it. Like anything that hides, like, you know, kind of stops you from firing those mirror neurons and like seeing how somebody is feeling. Like it helps stops you from empathizing with them. So like that's why you end up with stuff like the Scream mask or things like that, like Slender Man, things like that. Like that's just scary to have just kind of a blank face.
Sure.
And this is, you know, at least leans into that a little bit. Like she's got a mouth that is always just kind of like coquettish, like, you know, that it looks like in all these pictures. But I would find it weird that I couldn't see your eyes. Like, what if she's, you know, let's say, okay, you get to have a date with Rosamond through any circumstances. Things are going surprisingly well. Like, you're like, you know what? You're half Rose, and like, I don't even know what's going on with you. And you're also the Digimon, you don't have eyes. This is weird. We somehow watched a movie I don't actually understand, but it's going really well.
I had to narrate what was going on.
Yeah, I had to explain to you. I had to print out through Braille, like Digibraille, for you. And then you go to like make out and stuff, and it's like you look at Rosamond's face, and you just don't know if like her eyes are abject terror. You don't know if she's like got her eyes open at all. Like
that would be suffering.
Totally. She could have it would really ruin my experience, I think.
Yeah, no, I could see that.
I mean, I just assume before you know it, like, you're on the ground and there's a heel in your face and there's some whip action going on.
Yeah.
I think that's probably true.
She's really aggressive. You know,
whip action, by the way, is underrated. The underrated sequel to elevator action.
There are people who are, and I'm not drawing an equivalence, like, there are probably people who are turned on by Rosamond who are not like this, but there is a weird, like, I've seen, like, Reddit screenshots of Reddit threads from weird incel communities where people are talking about, like, you know, genetically engineering women without heads and shit.
Yeah.
Like, real creepy stuff.
Yeah, and, you know, far be it for me to judge anybody's fantasies, but... it's a weird thing to be in a community for.
I judge that fantasy. Yeah.
I judge that fantasy. I'm just saying not everyone who's attracted to Rosamond is that awful. But like, that's very dehumanizing and gross.
Still pretty awful.
Yeah. It's a scale. It goes from like full no-headed woman to like Rosamond to like, you know, just like a lady of which there are lots and you can see them all over. Like,
now that I think about it, like, I think this is a trend with Digimon, actually, because, like, Angelmon has, like, the weird face covering thing.
Mm. Anybody who is a holy Digimon has a weird face covering thing.
Is holy a type? Do Digimon have types?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have two like, type schemes, which I learned recently.
Is Lady Devimon a holy type? Is
that what you're trying to tell me? She's also an evil type, and the evil types usually also have a mask going on, because like,
well, see, now you're just adding rules to the rule.
I'm just going for, I'm just telling you what's happened.
I think that all the Digimon who are straight up humans don't have faces.
It's usually true. Yeah,
because otherwise, you know, they have to do something to other them, like they're villains somehow. You know,
the new thing is they basically just make them into Gundams.
Yeah.
I mean, don't be knocking Alphamon again. Like, this doesn't need to be a recurring thing where you just tell me my favorite Digimon's bad.
Hey, I have nothing against Alphamon.
Your favorite Digimon is Alphamon?
I do. I dig Alphamon.
I'm just giant robot. Learning about people's digi proclivities here. Alphamon seems fine.
Whereas I'm gonna send you a picture of my favorite Digimon.
Wait, is that too hot for on air?
No, it's Terriermon. I assume the viewers know what a Terriermon is.
Oh yeah, Terriermon.
Listeners,
cute.
I guess.
Yeah. Terriermon's a cute guy with the big ears.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the little horn.
He's the one who's named after a dog but is actually a bunny.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, I found some weird DeviantArt again.
Oh. Before we get into that, Davide, who is your favorite Digimon?
Oh, mine, I don't know, Kabuterimon, I guess, the big bug with, like, a weird face.
Also, as the intro for this segment, Davide, can you just make the What Kind of Pokemon Are You song, but about Digimon?
I don't know what song that is.
Don't worry, I got you covered.
Okay.
But this is what I found by accident.
Uh-oh. Oh, huh.
Oh, why is that?
No.
So that is Hikari, but half a Lady Devimon and half an Angelwoman.
So this is why she has the Crest of Light and isn't Evil Sporky.
Yeah. So I think that character has the special ability of being Light and Jesus. Mm. And I have always thought that she should have had an evil Digimon. Just to, you know, go for the balance. And just, that would have been neat, but no one else.
She's both lion and wardrobe.
And this image is why you are wrong, Sparky. I think this is the episode. Pretty sure we've covered it all. does someone want, Gary, you're the host, just sum up. Just do the whole rundown.
Tell us what happened in this episode.
In a minute. You have a minute to tell us what happened.
I have a minute.
Are you starting a timer?
Yeah, put a minute on the clock, guys.
Garrett,
I'm ready. Tell me when to go.
You are the clockmaster. Or Sparky, or whatever. I'm not doing it.
All right.
Someone else is the clockmaster. Okay. In this episode, our teens, or 10-year-olds, came back from the digital world, got reunited with their teacher, realized that the eighth child might have been in the old apartment complex they used to live at, convinced their teacher to take them there. When they got there, there was a gigantic elephant rampaging, and one of the birds digivolved a shockingly large number of times to become a series of bigger and more human-looking birds to fight the mammoth. Also during this time, the Devilmon plotted. Done.
Okay.
Yeah, that works. Also, it should be noted that there is a Devimon.
Like 30 seconds.
But there is another Digimon. This is like the Devil Vampiremon. They are two separate entities.
Well, there's the one like one that was clearly human, but then there was also that cute little like evil Meowth figure that was flying around, and I was like, oh, this is Meowth.
There is the smaller version of the proper Devilmon, which is a Digimon who's also the Devil. But the vampire mon is actually stronger than the Digimon. That's the Devil, because vampires are stronger than devils.
Than the Devil. So the Devil, is there a god and a Satan in the Digi universe?
I mean,
yes.
Devimon is Satan. I don't know who's god.
Angelmon.
Angelmon is an angel.
He's not really god.
There's
a Zulongmon who is kind of a god.
So is there any reason, do they ever explain in the series why the digital world takes all this iconography and stuff from the real world? Like, is there like a cargo cult? Like somebody came over with a Bible and like and a laptop and then they just said, shoot, like those are the only two things we need.
If you want to go into the video games and the really deep lore that's only written in like trading card flavor text, the official explanation is that when the first computer was created, the ABC something, and then later the ENIAC machine, the digital world was accidentally created as a byproduct.
Mm.
And the digital world is what happens. It is just a collection of all data that has been deleted, that sort of self-organizes into a world. And so that's why you get weird shit like just telephone booths on the beach, is because somebody deleted some information about telephone booths once.
Okay. That's kind of interesting. I wish the show was about that.
Yeah, you just pointed my main frustration with the Digimon franchise as a whole. It's a really cool fucking premise that has no bearing whatsoever in the media that's done about Digimon.
Yeah, that are explored in Weird Wonderswan games.
Yep. Because that does sound neat, and none of that was on offer in this episode.
No, so. No, it's not. You have to go well out of your way to find any of that out.
But, you know, we never brought it up, but there's that weird part where Vamnemon can just clone tags and crests.
Oh, yeah, he can just do that.
Yeah, he can do that. That's
Vampire power number 34.
So tags and crests are what allow you to be superpowered?
Yeah, so there's eight of these. So they're kind of like the Covenants in Dark Souls.
We have a whole image that I will now pull up where I explain
Don't worry, I already have the image open.
Okay, link it, because...
There's an image linking all of this, because I was curious which one the Crest of Love was, which is the one that was used in this episode for Sora. And it was the way of White.
Yes.
It's quite yank. Some work went into this.
Did this ever actually go on the Twitter? Because we should repost it.
This is from the Twitter post.
Okay.
Yeah. I like how a few things have lines between them. You can really tell how some things are kind of connected.
This is the first time I've ever actually looked at this image, and it's pretty great.
I worked hard to make this.
I'm also the only one on the show who hasn't played any Dark Souls.
There's a lot of things that just stand on their own with arrows pointing to them, not from anything. Just like, this is important. Well done. Well done, guys.
I like the who cares on the quest of responsibility.
Well, yeah, because who cares about that?
Yep. Guys, I have had a really great time recording episode 29 of Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast. And Gary, I hope you'll join us again, but I doubt you will.
Just hit me up. As long as I can get my preparation done in roughly 17 minutes.
Good.
There's a good chance.
Also, Sparky, you're doing your
wolf
thing
claw toward my Digivice.
No,
I keep bullshitting Koromon.
Bad Sparky.
What happened?
We haven't done admin.
No, we do that after.
No, we never do it after.
Okay, we'll edit that whole part out, do the admin, and I'll do the thing after.
Okay, so I won't do that, but that's fine.
I will do the admin. We have a website, which is goingdigitalpodcast.com. I hope I got that right. You can go on our website. There are lots of links on there. You can go on our Facebook, which is Going Digital. Put us like.
It only took me 6 months to finally start using our Twitter.
Yep. Which is Going Digital Pod, where we just quote English anime dub openings to Davide all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
also occasionally the Cardcaptor Sakura dub song.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
Follow us on Twitter, Will Shenanigan. Go on there, mostly about irritating me, but whatever. You can also send us a mail at The Rice Bowl Network. Is it with a the? I think so, yeah.
Yes,
TheRiceBowlNetwork@gmail.com or with the just link that's on our website. You can go there, send us a mail, tell us what you like about Digimon, whatever. Tell us whatever, we will read it. Just send us recipes. Yeah, here's the call for the week. Send us DG recipes, and we will see how it goes.
Gary, for both of our listeners who don't already know you, where can people find you?
You can find me at the Duckfeed.tv podcast network doing a host of shows, and you can find me on Twitter at Gary Butt, GaryBuh.
Great.
And that's me. That's me.
Now you can do your thing, Sparky. You are allowed. Okay. You're a good Sparky now.
You did get the web address correct. I was just looking at it. I'm admiring your font.
I don't think anyone's ever said something that nice to me.
Yeah, Going Digital. Your website definitely looks more like a digital world to me than the actual digital world does as well. So you got that going for you.
In a digital world.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope to join us, and until you do, keep your wolf claw toward my Digivice, and keep bullshitting Koromon, which means brave little Agumon.
This is nonsense.
I made a generator that generates nonsense about our show, and that's how I sign off every week.
I just assumed it was legit.
Yeah, it's like our Wheel of Morality, except it's a generator of sign-offs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job, because it definitely, to the Digivergen, it sounds indistinguishable from regular Digibabble. So,
So it's and until you do, keep your noun, what do you call that? Preposition, my noun, and keep verbing something.
Yeah. Very good.
Good night, people. Yep.
Good night.
Very good.
Good night.